So, to continue in Shara Arva, we're nearing the end. In Archa Sadikim, the shir, as always, is Ischus Ilanishma Sadir Chavachai Melaz Ben Shem Shinaryeh, and Ischus for an Ilanishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. It should also be Ischus for Fu Shleimov Chaim Dov Ben Menrachel, Chanalei Bashen Durachan Abdatik and Peril, and Ischus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So, now he's going to talk about the ideal love, reason why we have this feeling of love and the ideal way that it's supposed to be used, or maybe not the ideal way, but the better way of saying it is the ideal purpose that we're supposed to use it. He says like this: Yazleva Adam kolho ahavos. Person should abandon all of the things that he loves, the yidbak ba'avas habayri baruchu, and cling to the love of Hashem. Ava'avas Hashem baruchu, love of Hashem, he tachlis kol hatechunos. Is the purpose of any of all of the midos, and it's basically the top, rung of the scale that a person can measure himself. He says all the midos are technically like a ladder through which a person increases and gets to a high level of ava. That's really what it's all about. V'hi nidvas hanafashas me'anshei chasidim v'anaviyim v'aprushim, and it's the gift that was given to that was given by the neshamais of the neviim, chasidim, prushim, hisoifan. It's the end of all. In l'mayle menu, there's nothing higher than it. That is the highest spiritual level that a person can obtain, is if he can have avas Hashem. It says many times the Torah puts fear of Hashem before love of Him. It says first to fear Him, uliava, and to love Him. It puts yira before ava. So he says, he says since fear is the end and purpose of a level of devotion, and it's sort of the closest that level to Avas Hashem. This is basically it's a stepping stone. You can't reach Ava before you have Yira, and so in order to get to Ava, you have to work on your Yira, and that's why he says the Torah always puts Yira before Ava. Because that's what you need to work on first. You have to have Yiras Hashem, and then you can get to a level of Avas Hashem. Mahi ahava, what exactly is love? He nefesh unitoisa. It's this yearning that your neshama has, and this nitiyah to God. That a person wants to, I want to be close to the light that Hashem gives off. Hine nefesh. This is the source of knowledge. V'hi tahira v'zaka, it's pure. V'habayre kaishra v'gof asher chishkai rav, and the Creator tied it up in a body. L'nasoisa, to test it. Im hitelech b'darchei Hashem. So we are born with an innate feeling, and someone who doesn't, who's not connected to Hashem, feels empty inside. You always need a purpose. If you're going to sit home and you're going to do nothing, then you're going to you're going to get depressed, and you're gonna, you're basically gonna feel unfulfilled. You need purpose. So many people try to come up with purpose, especially non-Jews who don't have a connection to Hashem. So they have to come up with purpose. So you have many types of purpose: your job, your family, your marriage, your children. You can go out there and, write a book or whatever it is that you do. You need to come up with a sense of purpose. But we were created with this innate feeling of, I need to be connected to something greater than myself. I need some purpose. And so that innate nature that we have, we should direct it to Hashem. That's why He created us with it. That it's our neshama that's sort of yearning for this spiritual connection. And He's saying, direct it to Hashem, because at the end of the day, what did Hashem do? Hashem took this soul, with this neshama, which is, he says, a source of knowledge, and it's tar and it's pure, and he stuck it in a guf in order to test us again, so that we should be zoiche to olam haba. But at the end of the day, it's the goal of it is really to follow the ways of Hashem. And so when we connect to Hashem with Avo, we're sort of going back to the source. This really, it all came from Hashem. Since a person has a body, which is created with an animal spirit, meaning we have to eat, sleep, we tivus. So the soul is unable to reflect on God, which was created from God, to think about it, because it's connected with the taiva. So you have basically the Yetzer Hara. What's the Yetzer Hara pulling you? He's pulling you away from connecting to Hashem. He's pulling you to go and do what you want. And so you have this constant tug of war, what we call the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is this sense of, I want to do what I want, and I don't want to be told what I need to do. And I want to just satisfy myself and get pleasure now. And you have the Yetzer Tov, which he's saying, what's the Yetzer Tov? It's really the neshama's sense of connecting to Hashem. And he says, not just taivas of a guf, b'chol yimei katnas adam. He says, all the youth of a person, enu avakash ve'enu shaylel achat havetz v'tanugav. When you're, the younger you are, the more mature you are, the more you are running after your taivas. Ki miroiv taivas haguf l'achilu v'shtiyu l'idunei olam hazeh, shu olam shav v'sheker. So the more that a person is involved in taivas haguf, eating, drinking, enjoying himself in a world that's shav v'sheker, the last life hain rav, to become wealthy, and koich v'neshama. So you can't do both. If you're running after your taivas and you're busy gathering money, eating, drinking, enjoying yourself, then by definition you can't focus on Hashem. They can't complement each other. They're mutually exclusive. Because there's no power. Because the neshama is it was put inside the body. So it was put inside the body, and now it basically the body is capable of acting like a behemoth and other worthless pursuits. So let's stop here. But basically, what he's saying so far is that you cannot. We were created with this innate feeling of this drive that we want to go after Hashem, and to connect to Hashem. That's the pull of the neshama. But at the same time, we have the nefesh bahamiyos, which is pulling us in the other direction, which is telling us to run after our taiva and to enjoy ourselves in this world, even though it's a world of sheker. And he says, at the same time, you have to recognize that you can't have both. So if you're going to be pulled towards olam hazeh, then by definition, you're going to be lacking in that connection to Hashem.